Brisbane's Big Backyard with Jamie McDonald.
Very good morning to you.
Now, we were talking about technology before and how Wi-Fi has changed our life. It's one of the things that have affected our household way of doing things, and also the fact that it is now an integral part of learning for children. So schools are using the internet, using wireless technology to use iPads, iPods, all the other bits and pieces. The difficulty we have, I'm talking personally, of course, is to keep track of what's actually going on. I'm a reasonably good computer operator. I'm not a genius. I don't know everything about computers. But I have children in my care who will be exposed to more and more of the internet. So rather than me trying to spout off with my pseudo-knowledge, I thought I'd ask somebody who is a technology expert to help me with some of the problems that I may face over the next few years. And also, for you, if you have a question to do with technology and to do with the internet that you would like Andy Wells to answer, please give us a call on 13 13 32. That's 13 13 32. We'll do our best to answer as much as we possibly can. Andy joins me. How are you?
I'm very well. Jamie, how are you?
Not too bad. Now, the big problem for me is, of course, the internet is an endless source of content and information, some of it good, some of it bad, some of it that should be kept well away from children.
Yeah.
I've put my children's computers into a place in the home where I can see what's going on, per se, you know, because I've been warned not to let them have it in their bedrooms because, you know, it's an isolated area, predators, etc. How do I actually know what they're doing? How can I check up?
Well, I mean, it's a good start. Having the computer in that that central area is definitely a good place because, like you say, if it is tucked away in the bedroom, then, you know, I guess it's pretty much, as you know, the internet isn't on its own filtered. So, you know, kids can get into all sorts of trouble. And you are taking the right steps also because it is all too easy to sit back and think that, you know, because your kids seem to know more about the latest technology, they'll be okay. But you can't take that sand in the head sort of in the sand kind of approach. You need to be also up with the latest there to avoid your kids getting into problems. So I think basically it starts with a conversation with your kids. You know, as you've been talking about on the radio, kids use it for schoolwork. So you need to talk to them about what they're learning at school, what they're doing on the computers at school, what they're accessing online, what they need for their homework. This conversation also needs to include talking to your kids about what is and isn't okay when using the computer. I mean, things like, you know, think about giving out personal information, how to talk to others online as you would in the real world, you know, what kind of websites are okay. And I think most importantly, letting your kids know that you're approachable. If they see anything online that worries them or it doesn't seem right, it is okay for them to come and talk to you about it without, you know, worried about getting in trouble.
That's it, isn't it? Because the thing is that the internet opens your house up to people who, some of them for nefarious activities that want to take your credit card details and bits and pieces, but also there have been many, many cases of predatory activity and people that groom children. So we have to be incredibly careful. How am I able to, as a parent, be able to almost police the internet so I know what's going on, what my kids are looking at?
Fortunately, the tools to help you, along with that, maybe after you've had that conversation, the tools are freely available, both within Windows and Mac operating systems. You will find some good basic parental controls that are great for a start. That sets out rules like what hours the computer can be used, which programs can be freely accessed, and even monitor the sites that they have visited. So that's a great layer of protection there. Because, you know, suddenly you can make it so the internet isn't available at 3 a.m. when you're asleep and you might get up.
Can I stop you there just for a second? Yep. How do I control that? Is there a program that I install on the computer that can tell it not to operate?
Yes, in fact, and that is actually built into the operating system already. That's not something you have to go out and buy.
Right, so it's already there.
Yeah, so within your operating system, without, you know, getting into the nitty gritty of the instructions, you should be able to do a quick search in your computer for parental controls, and they're very easy to use within the operating system itself, within Windows 7, within Windows 8, Mac OS 10, it's all in there. You can then go up from there and add an extra layer of more sort of comprehensive protection. within many of the popular internet security programs, such as Norton Internet Security and Trend yep. Micro Internet Security, they offer even deeper levels of control where a lot of that information and that sort of log keeping, if you like, of what's going on the computer is then you're able to access that from anywhere. And also specifically be able to monitor what's going on with your kids on social networks, how they're presenting themselves on sites such as Facebook.
And this is the minefield that I'm talking about. Now, you've got children that are being, I mean, I'm not casting aspersions on anybody's kids particularly, but you've got kids that are learning, and I know that I rebelled when I was a kid, learning how to use computers to a very, very, a far higher level than I am, that are able or savvy enough to get past the net nanny. How do I know that things I've put in place have actually been bypassed, or is that unable to be detected?
Well, it isn't. I mean, you're right. I guess at some level there are going to be some kids who are doing that, but it comes back to the trust that you build between yeah. yourself and your children. And, you know, if they sort of think that they need to go behind your back, then maybe there's another issue there.
Right.
This is more about, I guess, protecting them about things that they don't necessarily mean to get into. But certainly those extra tools and internet security is a good start. And, you know, you're right, social networking can be a minefield. And actually there's some good resources that you can access on various websites that talk about when your kids are, you know, the right age for social networking and some tips even for the kids themselves about, you know, social networking and how they should be, you know, placing themselves online and how they should be acting.
Just on your own personal security, just to move away from children for a second,
yeah.
A lot of people, I'd say one in every 14 is on Facebook.
Yes.
How are you able to look at your own profile to see what the rest of the world see of you to make sure you're not sharing too much?
Oh, well, you can actually do that within Facebook itself. Within settings, in the settings on Facebook, you can choose to view your Facebook profile as anybody else or as the public would see it.
Right.
And that will give you a really good indication of who can see what about you, and then you can go back, adjust your privacy settings, and then basically, you know, choose what you are sharing publicly, what you are just sharing with friends, what you are sharing with friends of friends, who can even see your profile to begin with. So you can really now lock Facebook down as much as you want to or as little as you want to.
A lot of people are saying that the games which Facebook are loading, there's numbers of them, there's Candy something are they a way of people being able to get into your profile? Because that's it was one of those things. You know, you read on the internet and people say, oh, if you do this, this is what's going to happen. And a lot of it is misinformation.
Yes.
Are those games a way and a door in for people, or is that not true?
I guess the potential is there. When you do agree to use a game on Facebook, there are various terms and conditions, and it tells you, most of those applications will tell you that they are gaining access to your profile, gaining access to your friends list.
Right.
I guess then you need to dig deeper and say, well, what are you going to do with that information?
Right.
That's where there's, I guess, a potential security threat, because you're giving access to your friends list and your photos and your profile information to a third-party company. And what guarantee are they giving you of how they're going to treat that information? Are they going to bug your friends? That sort of thing. So you've really got to think twice when you do use a game on Facebook about how that game is then going to interact with your friends, or even, you know, with your profile wall.
My guest on The Big Backyard is Andy Wells. He's a technology expert. If you've got a question for him, please give us a call, 13 13 32. What tools and how can I get help? If I'm not a computer savvy person and listening to what you're saying now, I'm not quite sure how I actually set my computer up with Facebook and also look at the settings to protect my kids. Is there anywhere to get help? Is there anybody that's out there that can come around and show me how to do it properly?
Yes, well, I think a good place to start is actually go online and take a look at some great information that the government set up. There's two websites I definitely recommend, which is staysmartonline.gov.au, which is run by the Department of Communications. Great resource for all ages when it comes to internet safety. Also, the Australian Communications and Media Authority run cybersmart.gov.au, bit of a crossover between those two websites. Again, this one has an area for all ages. I definitely recommend parents read the section there on social networking in kids, and again, what is age appropriate. So two really good resources. I guess if you were really stuck, you could go to your local paper or Yellow Pages and basically enlist the help of an IT professional if you really felt you needed some help there.
Because it is a minefield for a lot of people, because the technology has advanced so quickly that trying to keep up with what's changing. I know that I don't own a smartphone. I've got friends around me that all own amazing technology, and I'm still on a PC. so you look at them going, but they obviously know more information than I do. And of course, my children are being a living computer technology through their schoolwork. So we do feel like we're being left behind. The other problem as well is one thing that we fear as well is the continuation of cyberbullying or manipulation of particular children by peer groups. Is there a way of combating cyberbullying on social networking? Is there a good place to go there for answers?
Yes, there's actually another website, I'm glad you mentioned that, is bullyingnoway.gov.au. It's a really good resource for getting support over bullying, not just online, but also offline. And this, extends to, like you're saying, on Facebook, just generally online in forums, text messaging, that sort of thing. So, again, a really good resource for parents in there on cyberbullying and dealing with those issues, because, I mean, you hear about it a lot happening at school, but then when it is taking place outside of school, then it becomes, directly your issue and nothing that principals or teachers are going to help you solve.
Andy, it's been fascinating talking to you. Thank you very much for joining us and bringing us up to date with what we should be doing with the internet. if we've got any further questions and you want any of the information about Andy Wells' websites that he's put through to us, please email the program. Of course, it's weekendmornings@4bc.com.au, or of course, give us a call, 13 13 32. Thanks for your company, Andy.
Thanks, Jamie.
You're on News Talk 4BC.